al-Zawahiri killed over the weekend by a U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan. President Biden announcing the death. After bin Laden was killed, al-Zawahiri was named the Taliban or al-Qaeda leader less than 2 months later. This is SRN News.
You find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, beat the largest timeshare company in federal court and has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-859-6688. That's 800-859-6688.
The fight for the unborn is raging in our country. The Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, clearing the way for many states to ban or severely limit abortion. The debates have never been stronger. During this critical time, the award-winning film, The Matter of Life, cuts through the rhetoric and hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life. Stream it today at salemnow.com and have your own life transformed as you watch The Matter of Life.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The rain chances are a little bit better for the next two or three days. Storms will still be random, but they'll be scattered to numerous in the afternoon and evening hours especially. With the high today around 93, tonight's low 73, low to mid-90s Wednesday and Thursday. Once again, better than normal rain chances both of those days. Hit or miss storms, but a rather generous supply. Then, by Friday and Saturday, the number of storms thin out. They become widely scattered. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CB&S Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Glenn Halbrooks. National Night Out will be celebrated nationwide tonight. It's a crime-fighting effort designed to get people to meet their neighbors and law enforcement officers. Events are being held at Home Depot on Chantilly Parkway from 5 to 8, at Armstrong Park on Madison Avenue from 6 to 8, and at Carver High School from 6 until 9. For the first time in about 10 years, police in the West Alabama city of Linden are investigating a murder. David Huckabee's body was found behind his house. Police have charged Jonathan Windham of Linden. A class action has been filed following a Reuters news report that said child labor was used at Smart Alabama, a Hyundai supplier in Luverne. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of current and former owners and lessees of Hyundai vehicles nationwide that were made in Alabama with help from Smart Alabama. Hyundai and Smart Alabama deny the claims. I'm Glenn Halbrooks. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
ABC Tomorrow, the music event of summer, is back. Performances by Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, Kelsey Ballerini, Luke Combs, Kane Brown. Plus, epic collaborations. Carly Pierce with Wynonna Judd and Darius Rucker with Zach Brown Band.
Are we feeling good tonight or what?
L. King and Dierks Bentley host CMA Fest. Tomorrow, 8, 7 Central on ABC. And stream next day on Hulu.
Attention. Per the current government mandate, U.S.-based insurers are now required to cover at-home COVID testing kits with no out-of-pocket fees to you. If you have a current insurance plan, you are eligible to receive up to 8 COVID-19 tests shipped to you each month absolutely free, as long as the government mandate is in effect. Just visit testkitforfree.com to register now from the comfort of your own home. That's testkitforfree.com to receive your tests shipped to you at no cost. Go to testkitforfree.com today. Paid for by Tiro Health.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation.
call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, hello, hello. April Marie here in this beautiful, I don't even know what day of the week it is, Tuesday.
It's a great day for another exciting episode of Straight Talk.
It is a great day. I roll in, by the way. I look like something out of some comedy show. I've got like my laptop in my hand and a Red Bull and I'm balancing a thing of fruit. I'm a hot mess over here. I was so worried. I was like, I cannot call and say I'm late again.
No.
I can't do it. So my GPS said, arrive at the station at 12:02. And I was like, I can shave 2 minutes off. I can do it.
That's cutting close.
I don't know what you mean.
I'd never make it here, like that. I used to run like that.
We're good. We're all comfortable. Nothing to see here.
It's a little chaotic, now everything's just great.
I was listening to Joey and Eddie, their takes on Pelosi going to Taiwan. Well, we're going to address that a little later. We'll be joined today by John Wall from the Alabama ALGOP, the Alabama Republican Party. So we'll talk to him. And I'm working on a few other guests. Did you have a good evening last night?
I certainly did. Had to go get my physical this morning. No coffee this morning. Nothing after, it's one of those nothing after midnight.
Oh, like the fasting ones?
Yeah.
Are you alive?
Yeah, I'm here.
I mean, but like...
got a big old bandage, so I don't bleed on my white pants. And I went home, drank a quart of orange juice before heading in. Much better. I'm ready to rock. Yeah, we'll see what they came up with next week. Stay tuned for that.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
I have a great Jamaican doctor, Mon. She's the coolest.
They're gonna tell you no more Sweet Creek, and then it's gonna be all for me and your wife.
That's it. No. There's limits, I can read, to what Sky's gonna put up with, and that's over the edge there.
Well, that was me with caffeine when I was pregnant, right? Like my whole thing was just, you can tell me I can't have caffeine. I was like, is it going to harm the baby? And they'd be like, well, we don't really. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I will harm those around me if I don't have coffee. So we really need to weigh the risk here, okay?
It's a preventative, actually. Yeah.
So, I'm going to need you to be very, very specific. Will my child come out with three legs?
Hey, my mom smoked, drank, God knows what else with me, and I turned out great. I know exactly where I'm doing.
Nothing to see here, folks.
That's right.
Nothing to see here.
We were tough, our generation.
It's August. How did this happen?
First day, second day, summertime. Before you know it, it'll be football season. And then what?
Well, I know. That's, as I was driving down, some of the guys I've listened to on the way down were talking about that, and I was like, I actually am excited for football season this year.
I feel
like my daughter, my oldest two are finally old enough to like get into it.
Oh.
And so, yeah, a friend of mine went and took a job at Florida State.
Are you a Seminole?
I am.
Okay.
And so I was like, now I have Seminole, like now we have friends in Birmingham to watch FSU football games with and get all excited.
Awesome.
Yeah.
FSU. Yeah. It could have been worse. Could be much worse.
I could have been a Gator.
Yeah, there's that. Or a Vol.
Yeah.
You know, or heaven forbid, Louisiana State. Goodness. I can deal with FSU.
You
can.
I'm sure. So glad. You know, for a moment there, you guys, I was wondering if my producer was going to kick me out of the studio.
No, I'm not like that. You could be a Cubs fan for all I care, and I'd still want you around, April Marie.
I could be a Cubs fan.
That's how much I think of you.
That's a baseball team, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a Nats fan. And by that, it means I never cared anything about baseball, but then the Nats came to D.C. while I was in D.C., and so I went to some Nats games.
Yeah, we're about to poach Soto. Probably the Cardinals, perhaps, might yet make a deal for Mr. Soto, but that's a lot of money. You know, he turned down $440 million?
Wait, what?
He turned down, I believe it's 12-year contract, 12-year deal, 400. $40 million to stay with the D.C. team, the Nationals.
That's insane.
That's what I said. I'd play for half that.
Yeah, yeah. Woohoo.
Turn it down.
Wild.
So he's going free agent. Looks like it'll be either the Cards or the usual suspects. You know, the Padres, Dodgers, Yankees.
Okay.
Evil Empires, all.
Okay. Did you see the story that a teenage girl, a pro-life activist, was going door to door and got punched in the face, like really beat up in Kansas while trying to work on a referendum to the abortion law?
Heavens.
What is wrong with these people?
I do not know. I hope they were arrested and beaten on the way to jail. Sometimes police brutality is
so
okay.
One lady says, walked up and said, I'm sorry, you know, I don't want to talk to you. And then somebody else came and said, don't apologize to her, mom. And then struck the young lady, pushed her in the chest and began striking her head with closed fist. What the crap is wrong with people?
It's just too much.
Part of it was caught on phone. I have to say, you know, and this is something that I deal with campaigns, is it used to be one of my absolute favorite things in the world to go door knocking. You go knock on doors, you talk to people about your shared beliefs, you talk to people about candidates, you know, that you're supporting. I actually have several friends, I kid you not, that I met when I was knocking on doors as a candidate myself. People that along the way I was just able to help with something. Or, you know, we just became friends. And the fact that we're getting to a point where it's unsafe to do so, where people can't just say no, thank you, and let you be on your way, it's just a sad state of affairs that our nation is in, because that is a huge part of or what should be a huge part of getting elected, is getting out there and meeting your constituents and getting out there getting out there and talking about why you support somebody or why they should support you. So I saw this headline and it kind of broke my heart a little bit. Dadgummit, people. All right, well, we have lots of things to talk about today, so we're going to hit a quick break, and when we come back, I'll get some of those clips over to Sky Mosley.
Thank you.
And then and we'll go from there. So stay tuned for more Straight Talk with April Marie.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
Here's a lady, comes from all around.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This summer, you don't want to slow down, but COVID might have other plans. A COVID booster gives you added protection from serious COVID illness. Find boosters near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey folks, this is Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center, and did you know there's all kind of dogs that we can feed, like sleeping dog, hot dog, creek dog, swimming dog, hunting dog, shaggy dog, lap dog, winded dog, riding dog, hiding dogs, puppy dog, standing dog, hat dog, cozy dog, family dog, even a dancing dog, man. So come see us at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, and we can even feed your kitty cat, too.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep the facility running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, and Maria in Miami, Jules in Minneapolis, and Stan in Central Indiana. Taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with experienced branch staff at over 250 locations, so you get the product you're looking for. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
April Marie here. A reminder for those of you who did not listen yesterday, or a reminder, notice for those of you who did not listen yesterday, we've kind of been kicking around things that we want to change. And then this is specifically me in terms of kind of pivoting from my first year new at this gig to what we want this show to look like long term. And one of those, taking in all the a lot of the feedback I've gotten from callers and listeners, one of those things is to kind of limit the regular, I don't say regular callers, but regular callers, and keep them on topic. If you're going to call and say the same thing we know you're going to say, that doesn't add anything to the show, and it takes away from the material I've prepped and that sort of thing. So instead of going all around, sometimes I never get to what I was talking about. It's one thing if we get into a good conversation like the other day where we ended up spending, we'll spend a couple hours on something unexpectedly, but it's a good, productive conversation. Instead, sometimes we just get off into tangents and I feel like I'm the teacher who's lost control of the classroom. And so we're working on that. And it is,
we're going to stay out of the weeds.
We're going to stay out of the weeds. That is the goal.
Explain instructions.
And we're going to kind of follow through a little bit more with the way that I have topics. So Soldier Boy, hold that thought on Nancy Pelosi, because we will get to that. We're just not going to get to it this segment. I wanted to talk a little bit real quick about a case that happened yesterday, and there was a January 6th rioter who had his sentencing hearing yesterday, and at the sentencing hearing, he got a lot of time. He ended up getting over 7 years in prison, and the headlines were, you know, Guy Ruffett, first January 6th defendant to stand trial, found guilty on all charges, got over 7 years. But the fact of the matter is, this guy wasn't just in the Capitol. Actually, as a matter of fact, he wasn't in the Capitol at all. He was at the Capitol. And what was behind the headlines is that this individual admitted to having a firearm on Capitol grounds. He admitted that to his son. He also threatened the life of his son. And so he was convicted. If he told our son and his two daughters, if they told anybody that that he was there or was involved, turns out he's a member of the group, the Three Percenters. Is that the group, Sky?
No, I've heard of the 1%ers.
The 1%ers. Maybe it's the 1%ers. I don't know why I was thinking it was the 3%ers. Hmm. Anyway, he was in a group of one of those. I'm looking at the story now. But this guy was just all around a bad guy. He had pre-planned stuff. He had gone there. He had participated in, you know, secret discussions. And he, at one point, wanted to kill Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And so this is not a good guy. But it's also, what really struck me yesterday was all of the headlines saying January 6th rioter, you know, goes to jail for 7 years. And I was like, well, there was more to it. He wasn't just one of those people who walked into the Capitol. And so I'm seeing all these responses of people who are like, aha, they all need to go to jail that long.
I saw that.
And I'm like,
read a lot of those comments.
Let's be clear here that the punishment should fit the crime. And that's all anybody has ever asked. And it sounds like this punishment fits this crime. When this guy, his son, approached him about being at the Capitol that day, he essentially made veiled threats about, if you turn me in, you're a traitor, and traitors get shot.
Once you know the whole story,
so
it's easier to understand.
Yeah, I'm feeling quite okay about this 7-year sentence. But what I'm not feeling okay about is the way that it's being portrayed as if he were just one of the people who participated in, you know, going into the building kind of thing. So I thought that was an interesting, interesting case. He had faced up to, by the way, 60 years in prison for all of his multiple issues.
They were apparently decided against charging him with domestic terrorism, I believe.
Right. And part of what the reason why they had considered that is because he had made threats before and after, and his own personal statements to what he intended to do and be a part of.
Crazy comes in all ideologies.
Yes, it does. He was indicted by a grand jury on 5 counts of transporting a rifle and semi-automatic handgun to D.C., then carrying the handgun onto the Capitol grounds, where he then participated in the riot and impeded law enforcement officers. He was charged with obstruction of justice, illegally entering the complex, and obstructing Congress. So, yeah, that guy was a clown. But watch another good example of watch your headlines. Get beyond the headlines because the media would have you believe this is what should have happened to everybody.
It's the story I read
on the property.
Did not mention any of those details.
I know. The very first story that I read didn't mention any of those details. And I was like, that's really freaking strange. And I had to dig for 20 minutes to go back to find the initial filings, to find when he was found guilty, to find all of that stuff.
I'm glad you did the work.
And so that was, well, and that, the reason why was because it seemed so unreal to me that somebody would get 7 years of prison for being at the Capitol. And then another headline I saw, which again, this goes back to how dishonest media outlets are. Another headline I saw that said, you know, armed insurrectionist, blah, blah, blah. Well, he wasn't arrested there. And the idea of him being armed, came from something he said to his son. It's not like they caught him and arrested him. Nobody that was arrested at that day at the Capitol had a firearm on them. That doesn't mean they didn't have weapons, because they were using flag poles and police officer shields and bear spray as weapons, but they did not have a firearm. So watch the media spin out on this one, because the headlines and the reporting of it just shows how dishonest they want to push this narrative.
You better believe it.
All right, let's go to Bill with a suggestion for the show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
And I've got a comment about what you were just talking about. I think we have to be very careful how these people are prosecuted. Now, the guy that took a firearm into the Capitol, I mean, that's all kind of dope.
And he didn't there's no evidence he went into the building.
It violates all kind of laws for that.
Absolutely.
For that area. Why he would, if you're going to take a gun, why you would not take one that was a throwaway, and as soon as cops got close, find a planter to plant it in? I got no idea, but that's another topic.
It is. Bill's safety tips for carrying guns into, yes, all right, continue.
Yeah, I mean, he should be prosecuted for what he did.
Absolutely.
But here's a point that I would make on that. You have to be very careful, because this will happen again.
What will happen again? January 6th style riot at the U.S. Capitol?
Yes, the Capitol being occupied by other than the folks that are supposed to be there.
I disagree with you, Bill. I think that that they learned their lesson, because, and I am not a conspiracy theorist. You got theorists. You guys know me. You've listened to me for a year now. I don't buy into conspiracy theories, but I do believe that Nancy Pelosi and her security and liberals in D.C. knew that January 6th would get a little out of hand. I say a little. They expected it to get a little out of hand, and then it got a lot out of hand, and I don't think they're willing to risk that again. And I still am hopeful that information comes forward that shows that they were lax on security because they were setting a trap.
Certainly.
Well,
set up.
I mean, how much evidence of that do you need? They got people that aren't being prosecuted that were main players.
Plants.
You've got people that have military background who are giving hand signals to direct people who aren't in the parade of perpetrators. I mean, I am a conspiracy theorist. I absolutely see a conspiracy in this. There are too many people that aren't being prosecuted and who have gotten passes and who have been identified but misidentified.
Right.
Yeah, but this was a setup, and there's no doubt that the FBI was in on it. There's no doubt that the Capitol Police were in on it, and a lot of the Democratic legislators that told Capitol Police to stand down, not go here, not go there, not do this. And then, on top of all that, the only shooting was a Capitol City policeman who shot a veteran.
A Capitol premises, yeah. The U.S. Capitol police officer shot Ashley Babbitt. And so yeah. So that was the only shooting. But what was your suggestion for the show before we go back to the next topic?
The suggestion that I've got is, I would love to see maybe the first hour, hour and a half of your show be dedicated to local news, local events, local people, and then maybe the last hour or last hour and a half be dedicated to federal stuff.
Okay.
And I would love to see some interviews and some deep dives into people like our sheriff here in Montgomery, the sheriff in Autauga County, Elmore County, who they are, what they believe, how they police, and then continue that with maybe county commissioners, county managers, things of that nature.
Okay.
One thing I would caution you on is there are several people on this radio station that have tried to make talk radio listen radio. Didn't work out so good for them.
Fair point, Bill. Fair point.
Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you.
So in terms of that, Sky just looked at me like, what? No, we're going to always engage in the listeners. We're going to always engage with even those regular callers. We'll always take the calls. We just aren't going to have any more 8 to 9 minutes of rambling the same things over and over and over again.
I see.
If I can get look at your name and tell and give your spiel before you give it, then you know, that we got to cut out. And,
okay.
And y'all have great ideas, great suggestions, great thoughts, and I love that.
So no personal axe grinding on the show.
But
anymore.
Yeah. No,
okay.
And no changing the topic and no none of that stuff, because we want the show to be great for everyone. When people listen, I want them to feel like they're using their time wisely. And that was the overwhelming feedback I've had in the last month is, we love what you're talking about. We love your take on it. And we even enjoy how you engage with callers. But sometimes the regulars take up more time than they probably should.
Okay. And equal opportunity, but within limits.
Yeah. And promoting new guests. If you're one of those people who listen but don't call in, feel free to call in, and we'll work with you on coming out of your shell and getting your point across and all that good stuff.
You'll hardly regret it at all.
No, there's no chance of this becoming a listen radio as opposed to talk. We're going to talk to each other, one another, and I love hearing from you. We're just trying to tighten the ship up a little bit.
Tighten up.
You know, it's a year in. Can you believe it?
Tomorrow's your anniversary.
It is.
That's right.
It is.
How about
that? It is the
one-year anniversary.
It might even be today. I have to look now.
Well, tomorrow's the 3rd.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote on my arm. So it's got to be right.
Yeah. So that's happening in real life. It's the one-year anniversary. I'm pulling it up, of Straight Talk with April Murray. Anyway. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Chairman John Wall of the Alabama GOP, who's going to tell us about some of the things he's got actually a whole ton of updates for us. So we'll get back with him in just a minute. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Partner with ASC Credit Union this school season and give back backpacks. Donations will be accepted at your local ASC Credit Union August 1st through the 12th. Be sure to enter for a chance to win a pair of Apple AirPods with charging case. No purchase necessary for entry, one entry per person. Give back with a backpack. Brought to you by ASC, Alabama News Network, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The rain chances are a little bit better for the next 2 or 3 days. Storms will still be random, but they'll be scattered to numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, especially. With the high today around 93, tonight's low 73, low to mid-90s Wednesday and Thursday. Once again, better than normal rain chances both of those days. Hit or miss storms, but a rather generous supply. Then, by Friday and Saturday, the number of storms thin out. They become widely scattered. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. For 50 years, Kubota Equipment has been getting the job done right. And for 40 of those years, Capital Tractor has been helping our customers do more for your home, farm, and work site. Here's to the next 50 years. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good afternoon, everyone. So we looked it up, and sure enough, today is the one-year anniversary.
It's official. April Marie has been on the air with Straight Talk for one complete year as of today.
It's kind of wild, right?
It is worthy of applause, kudos, and recognition. Congratulations, April Marie. And by the way, the first year is the toughest.
That's what they tell me. That's
it's
what
true.
Tell me. If I could survive, which I, you know, some days I wake up and I'm like, am I surviving? I don't know.
I know how you feel.
I love it. I love everything about it.
Congratulations.
I do. So yeah.
Sincerely.
Thank you. Did we write down what day was your first day with Straight Talk?
It was supposed to be February 15th. It turned out to be February 16th.
What happened February 15th?
I don't remember.
You got a better offer?
Almost.
Let's talk about this.
No.
Let's talk about this. Why did you put me off?
It was still dicey.
He was like, have you heard that woman on the radio?
No. There was still some negotiations going on, so it got delayed until the 16th.
All right.
And sure. I'm so glad I did this.
Yeah, me too.
I really am.
I am too. It's so sweet.
I love the show. I love the listeners. I love the callers. particularly a great box. They've been very supportive and
let's not lie about what your favorite thing about Straight Talk with April Marie is. It's all of the Sweet Creek Farm
it's
Market
Creek.
Conversation and food.
I admit it. A little bonus I didn't count on.
A little bonus. Yeah. Well, let's go. Speaking of which, let's go ahead and talk about Sweet Creek real quick. So, If you guys haven't gone to get lunch yet, stop by Sweet Creek. Get yourself a salad, a rack of ribs, or a thing of those ribs. They've got the St. Louis style ribs. So many different options. If you're having a slump, you can go get yourself lunch. And then just walk over to the other side and get yourself a coffee. They've got iced coffees and milkshake. I'm looking right now at this at their red plates, and oh my gosh, it's so good. All of the fresh fruits and vegetables, local honey. If you've got allergies, I'll tell you that local honey has been amazing for me. They've got tomatoes for their tomato sandwiches. So much good stuff. The Wagyu beef in the freezer, the cakes out there. You cannot mess up going to Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Get that half-smoked chicken.
Oh, my gosh.
You'll be stunned and amazed.
Ooh. Some fresh spun milkshakes. They've got a picture of that up on their site. I can't with that. They're also hiring. So if you are looking for a job, or maybe you've got someone you know looking for a job, send them to Reed and Karen Ingham and let them chat it out about a possible opportunity there. So don't forget to, when you call, ask to get in on Sweet Creek, because we are limiting calls to the extent that we're not doing, you know, we're not treating callers like they're guests, unless they're really, really good.
That's a good way to put it.
Yes. Then you can ask to get in on Sweet Creek before you come on air, so long as you contribute on air.
Perfect.
What's our odds right now? We've got.
It's a great time to get in
on the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing.
Oh, and by the way, last week's winner has not claimed their prize yet. That was Debbie.
Debbie, give us a call. If you are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie, we want to talk with you.
She was lucky seven. Was a big winner last week.
Looking, by the way, Montgomery GOP just posted their next speaker August 23rd at the Farmer Market Cafe at 12 o'clock. Will Ainsworth will be the speaker for the Montgomery County GOP event.
That's good.
And when I find our good friend here who is running late, possibly, I will let you guys know about the big event coming up that you're going to want to buy tickets to, okay? The big Alabama GOP event is coming up, and it's got Kristi Noem, and it's got just a ton of good people there, so.
Always fun.
Yeah. I like the ALGOP events. They're some of my favorite, because you get to see people from all around the state who are working to make get conservatives elective and make our state better.
I went to my first one recently.
Oh, the county one, that's a county meeting. That's not even a state one. We will get you a ticket to the state event.
Very real and very sincere people. Just as kind as they could be.
Absolutely. I could go on and on about how the people within the party, how they, you know, welcomed me when I moved to the state of Alabama and all that good stuff.
It was not what I expected. I expect some hoy malloy, you know, uppity big shots and everything. You know, it was completely.
You had already met Greg Poole. You knew him.
But.
What about Greg Poole screams hoity-toity?
It wasn't that. It was just, you know, the Republican. I thought I was going to meet a bunch of big shots.
You did.
I had this political cartoon in my head of how political big shots
funny,
are.
Is like Attorney General Steve Marshall was there just chilling with us. All of the PSC candidates were there.
And many of them walked right up to me.
And they do. They just walk right up to you and just like hang out. So, pretty cool.
What a great
bunch.
Actually,
it's a very great bunch.
You'll be glad you went.
Yes. So, let's do check that out. Okay, well, I have no idea what happened to our guest, but this was probably a user error on my part. I probably wrote the time down wrong, which would not be the first time I've done so. So, we are just going to go ahead and move on with all of the other things I wanted to talk about. So we'll go with that. Goodness gracious, Sky Mosley. Do you remember the efforts to find Emmett Till's accuser, where they went to the senior homes and they went to people who had the same name?
Like vigilantes?
And like the vigilantes did with their weapons and their chantings and all of the crazy stuff.
And that happened how many years ago? The Emmett Till event was back in...
It was
the early 60s, I believe. So.
It was 1955.
Wow.
Okay. So then recently what happened was people going through historical documents found a warrant, unserved warrant for her arrest that was 70 years ago. And so when going through her paperwork, Emmett Till's family found this. So a whole bunch of people got together and decided they were going to track this woman down. She is 88 years old. She lives in a small apartment in Kentucky. She has cancer and is living out the last of her days at a hospice center, essentially. Can you imagine?
No.
First off, just and we saw the videos. We saw they were knocking on doors. They were beating on doors. They were really trying to chase her down. And I just think it's absolutely... It is just inappropriate. It was inappropriate for them to have done that at this point. And so she's just living out her final days in an apartment with her son while she deals with the cancer. So, all right, let's do this. We have John Wall on the line. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to our quick break, and then that way we don't have to interrupt John a sentence or two into our conversation. And we'll talk to him about closed party voting. We'll talk to him about the big ALGOP event right here in Montgomery. You don't even have to go far, and where you can get tickets for that. And then all the things. He's on his way to a meeting at the RNC. So we'll talk to him about all those things and more. Stay tuned for Straight Talk with April Murray.
Hello, this is Coach Tommy Tuberville. And you're listening to Straight Talk with April Murray.
I have a picture pinned to my wall.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we are united to save our veterans money. Don't call the lenders with veterans in their name. Call the lender with veterans in their blood. As the children of military veterans, Kim and I understand what it means to serve, and we appreciate you.
VA mortgage rates have been low for quite some time, but today, VA rates trump them all. A Navy veteran in Prattville purchased his home 2 years ago. After hearing how much money we were saving other veterans, he picked up the phone and gave us a call. He was amazed to find he could lower his interest rate by more than 2%, saving him $283 a month. It gets better. Hold on to your hat. No appraisal, no income verification, no out-of-pocket, no hassle.
These amazingly low rates will go up. It's not a matter of if, but when. Call us to make your mortgage great again. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the preferred VA lender, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Don't you ever be sad. Well, good afternoon. April Marie Fogle here for our 1 year anniversary of Straight Talk with April Marie.
How time flies.
Yeah. Pleased to have our next guest on, John Wall. Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going? Always good to be on the show.
Well, thank you. It's kind of crazy to imagine it, but it's been a year since they let me have the show here, so we're celebrating that today.
Oh, well, congratulations. It's been a good year. Appreciate your programming.
1 year, and I haven't been taken out in handcuffs or a straitjacket. I'm going to call that a win.
I'm with you. I'm with you. It's been about 18 months since I've been chairman, and I feel the same way.
All right. Well, I've got a handful of topics for you. So we'll start with the most fun, which is the 2022 ALGOP Summer Dinner. And so I've been sponsoring these things for as long as I've been in the state, and I love it. There's usually one, sometimes two great guests, but you guys really outdid yourself. Tell our listeners who's going to be at this year's summer dinner.
Yeah, you know, we're really excited about it. We have what I think is a very dynamic lineup, but also a very timely and current lineup. So we've got South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem coming in, who, you know, I think a lot of the listeners will recognize for her stand for limited government and this crazy idea that government should not run your life or make your medical decisions for you. It's kind of shocking. Also Herschel Walker, U.S. Senate candidate from over in Georgia. So, and I love his common sense approach to conservatism. And then last but not least, Mississippi Attorney General Lynn Fitch, who argued the Dobbs case before the Supreme Court that overturned Roe v. Wade. So a very exciting lineup for sure.
Well, I think it is a great lineup, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So we've got Barry Moore, our own congressman, Katie
Britt. Welcome in, everybody. Yep.
Will Ainsworth and Steve Marshall. You're missing the governor. Where's the governor?
Yeah, she may be there. We're definitely, the invite is there, and they're seeing if they can work out the schedule. So nothing confirmed yet, but she would like to be there if possible, and they're trying to see if they can get it worked out.
Okay, good times. Well, tell us, what does the money that you spend or that you raise, what does that go to?
So, you know, the great thing about the Republican Party is anytime we do an event like this, any money that's raised, because our overhead is already paid with dues and different things, every penny we raise goes into elections. You know, whether it's here in state or whether it's our strike force where we go across state lines and take part in literally helping to win back the House and the Senate. It's going to winning these key districts, especially in swing states and swing districts here in Alabama.
Well, and that you're flying out today. Is that what I understand?
Yes, I am headed for the RNC summer meeting in Chicago. I did not pick the location, but I always enjoy the RNC meetings.
And what does that entail? What do you guys do as the figureheads of the different parties at these universal meetings for the heads of the party?
Yeah, well, I think for me, the most important thing that I take with me is that I represent the beliefs and the values of Republicans here in Alabama. That's incredibly important for me because we need that. The higher you go in politics, the more important it is that I think you hold on to those core values that your constituents represent. And we all know what we are here in Alabama. We're very red. We're strong conservatives, and that's what I want to represent on RNC. So that's always my first target. Any RNC meeting, how can I best represent and kind of stand for these fundamental Republican values?
We have seen headlines about going ahead and the party working to close Alabama's primaries. Do you think that's something we're going to see happen in this next session?
You know, I hope so, and I say that with sincerity because I think one thing we can all agree, and this is whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Republican, wherever your political background, we had things happen this election cycle that we've never really seen before, and that should not have happened. And one of those things was Democrats bragging, you know, writing editorials in the New York Times, op-eds in the New York Times, bragging that they purposely, as left-leaning Democrats, purposely voted in the Republican primary to attempt to influence it. That's not okay. And I think it is not just the right of the party. I think it's the duty of the party to say, hey, if this is how Democrats are going to act, we have got to make sure that we clean that up, that we stand for our election integrity, and that we close these primaries.
And yeah, and I think that the question for individuals when we've talked about this previously on air is, has there been talk of how we phase that in or how we move to that within the state of Alabama? Have you talked to the Secretary of State or the incoming Secretary of State, Wes Allen, you know, God willing, in November, on how we would go about making that happen?
Well, and obviously with a new style of voting like this, the implementation is going to be the struggle. States across the country have closed primaries, it works. It's that first step of getting people used to it for the first time or getting them registered. So there's a lot of debate on that. There's several options. You could go back to the 2016 presidential primary and use that as a base list. You could, you know, make everybody register before the primary, try to educate. Or you could, the first primary or two, you could let people choose their party to register when they came in to vote.
Right.
That's the most probable.
That's what I was literally talking this over with a guest one day and said that it seems to me that you would use several elections. The people who go in and vote, have them say, okay, when I pick a ballot, this will sign an affidavit saying this is the party I want to be a part of. And then, you know, you can always change it, but
That's right. You can change it. And I think it is important in whatever year that is that this starts to be implemented. And I like 2024 for this reason. You want it to be a year where Democrats want, where both parties want to be voting in their primary. A presidential year with a competitive primary in both for U.S. president is probably the best time to try to implement it.
Well, and I think that we really do need to have at least a plan going into future election cycles to address this and to make sure that our election integrity, that we are able to trust the results and trust that conservatives and Republicans specifically voted on the Republican ticket of candidates.
It's very common sense, right? Democrats should vote in Democrat primaries. Republicans should vote in Republican primaries, period.
And yet, we're here having this conversation because we're not really sure that was the case in this last election cycle.
In fact, we're quite sure it was not the case.
It's true. I saw where Terry Lathan, who was had your position before you, she said, Terry Lathan, tweeted yesterday that she has seen records to show that Democrat, Libertarian, and Independent candidates voted on May 24th in the primary. Have you seen those same records?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know if I've seen the exact same one she has, but that is absolutely correct. We have literally Democrat elected officials who are voting in the Republican primary. Think about that for a minute. That's very, very concerning. It's very, very upsetting. And I think it is just one of the reasons to point out the need for this change.
Absolutely. Okay, so you're headed now to the RNC meeting. Do you take with you an agenda of anything that you want to accomplish in terms of things that we're doing right or things that you want to get people, kind of fill people out on?
Oh, absolutely. Well, there's a couple of good resolutions at this time, and I'll be supporting my co-sponsor on a couple of those. So we'll be, you know, obviously talking to other members and encouraging, trying to get those passed. Also, for me, something that is really near and dear to my heart is state parties getting more involved in national elections. And what I mean by that is like our Restore America campaign and Strike Force. I want to encourage other states to do that same thing where, you know, maybe 5 or 6, 7 states are banding together, sharing, sending volunteers to certain areas. We can really make a difference. Because for a lot of these states, especially in the Southeast, we're red. Our federal accounts, we don't need to necessarily be worrying as much about our states as we do could be helping in others. So I want to try to organize that effort on a larger scale than just Alabama.
Okay. Is the strike force out and working right now in, say, the tough Senate races in Georgia, or do we have any plans for that?
There are definitely plans. I know our longtime leader of the strike force, Joan Reynolds, has already started recruiting. And I'm sure I will be back on your show here within a few weeks telling people how they can sign up and get ready in kind of that program, because 100% we are going to be hitting it in force this cycle, both here in Alabama and in other states, trying to be part of winning back this country.
Well, and for those who are unfamiliar with what we mean by strike force, this is people from the state of Alabama who go into swing districts in nearby states, and we've had them go down to Florida in previous elections. We've had them go up to Virginia. We've had them go to Georgia. Have there been any other states that the strike force has gone to that you know of?
I know Oklahoma was one of the early ones, and there's a couple others. Like you said, generally try to keep it fairly close regional, just because that helps with the cost of transportation.
Right.
But of course, that's covered by the party, lodging, you know, all that. We don't ask our volunteers to really cover much of the expenses.
Well, I think that that it is one of the best things we can do, especially if you're in a district or an area where things are kind of laid out for you. In Alabama, for the by and large, now we've got to get our Republican voters out to vote for Charlotte Meadows and the district here. By and large, most people are in districts that once decided by the primary, there isn't too much else of a fight going on. And so using their time and resources for these other close races are going to be important.
Yeah, that's right. A good example of that is Herschel Walker, who's going to be at our summer dinner. That's definitely one of the races we're looking at trying to help out. Because it's so critical. That race, if we're going to win back the Senate, I think that race is a very, very... If we can win Georgia, I think we take back the Senate.
I think that that he has a very good shot. Those numbers are neck and neck for everything that I've seen, and it does not help him, the latest attacks on him that are racially motivated.
Yeah, that's right. And going back to the summer dinner, he's going to be there. And if any of your listeners out there, we actually have a special going right now on our website. If anybody would like to get tickets for that event, there are discounted tickets right now for the next 24 hours for sure on our website, homepage of our website at algop.org.
Okay, and so let's... So again, that's algop.org, and if you go down, you can say it says tickets on sale here on the left, and you can purchase your tickets. The event is Friday, August 12th. There's a sponsor reception at 5:30, a dinner at 7, and it's at the Renaissance Hotel Montgomery. Again, you do need tickets, but there is a student discount, and then there's a discounted rate right now for two tickets and then one ticket.
Absolutely. And this is a great opportunity. If you want to hear some national figures and kind of some of the people on the front lines of fighting to restore America and support your Alabama Republican Party and through that help take back America, this is a great opportunity to have a fun night but also make a contribution towards restoring America.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to call in. I sincerely appreciate it and hope you have a wonderful trip, as you said, to Colorado.
Chicago.
Chicago. Colorado. Yeah, totally different places. Chicago, really?
Yeah, I know. I did not pick the location. I promise.
Yeah, that's quite something. All right. Well, you have a great trip, and I suppose I should say, stay safe.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, and congratulations on 1 year.
Thank you. All right. That was Chairman John Wall from the Alabama GOP calling to give us an update. I believe crossover voting is something that we all need to lean on lawmakers to address immediately upon coming into the next session. And crossover meaning Democrats who are voting in the Republican primary to get the most moderate candidate out of things.
Apparently, this is a nationwide strategy by the Democrats in purple states. I understand they are crossing over to vote for the most unelectable Republican, where they have a chance to defeat them in the general election. So this is a strategy, and it's working very well. Something needs to be done.
Yes.
To combat it.
Absolutely, and I am all for voter registration part by party. I
think it's come to that.
I lean libertarian on issues, but party wise, I am a Republican. And
through and through. You got the tattoo to prove it.
Through and through.
That ain't Roll Tide on your ankle, is it?
That is not. Okay, we're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we will take a moment to talk about an issue that came up yesterday. We had a listener who wanted to share their story about the consequences, the unintended consequences, and the dire stress that it can put on somebody or individuals when they are faced with all of the fines and fees that go with the Alabama court system. Back in just a moment, you're listening to Straight Talk with April Murray.
Hello, my friend. This is Pat Boone, and you're listening to Straight Talk with my friend and fellow conservative fighter, April Marie, here on News Talk 93.1.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.